time.
The Cleveland Today.
Cleveland. Come on down to Cleveland Town, everyone. Come and look at both of our buildings. Buy some food that's prepared near the street. Who knows, you might even see this guy. You should come on down to West 6th Street. It's the perfect place if you're a douchebag. Watch the poor people all wait for buses. Who the f*** still uses a payphone? Here's the place where there used to be industry. This train is carrying jobs out of Cleveland. Cleveland leads the nation in drifters. Here's a statue of Moses Cleveland. He's the guy who invented Cleveland. Yeah!
Yeah, indeed.
Remember the first time we played that song? Without the beep?
I do.
That was fun. Back when we had balls. But now, of course, we beep everything out. Anyway, so this morning I woke up extra early because I was going to be on a radio station in Cleveland to talk Dak contract and Dak versus Baker and things like that. And the show I was on with was Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima, 92.3 The Fan. The time was 8 a.m. Central.
Wow.
So I had to get up a bit early. That's about when I usually get up is 8. But 8 to 8.15-y, maybe 8.30 now at the latest is how I've... And if you used to know when I used to get up, that's much earlier than I used to get up. But, you know... You get old in life, and you can get a lot of stuff done in the morning. It's kind of fun,
Best. The best.
And no one's up. I love being around when no one's up.
Ugh.
And so got up a little bit extra early because I wanted to have some coffee and not have sleep voice and take the boys out, all that kind of stuff. So I was on. And I told them, okay, so Anthony Lima, I should have you know, too. I was Mino/Grubes in Cleveland when I worked there. I would say I'll call myself more the Mino because
so
I
you were
for,
a badass.
I was a badass. I worked for WHK Radio, which started a little bit after the ticket started. And I had a buddy in Cleveland even who was telling me about this station called The Ticket in Dallas. You won't believe it. Well, WHK Radio then went all sports. We were the little guy. There was, like, the big sports station that had all the other teams on it, and we didn't have any teams because we couldn't be bought, and we couldn't afford the teams. So, but I was the board op, and I would do, like, a weekend show, and I did Indians postgame and things like that for a couple of years probably. And one of the callers was named Sports Boy Tony. We were very caller-driven, and a lot of them had nicknames, you know, Mr. Viking. Sports Boy Tony was one of them. He was just like a kid, a 12-year-old kid who would call in with sports points. And I might have screened him and then put him on the air with the hosts. That's Anthony Lima. He's now a sports talk show host in Cleveland.
That's awesome.
He got his start by being a sports talk show caller of some note.
Good on him.
Ken Carmen is a guy who I think... They used to have a show called Kylie and Booms. You may have heard of it. Booms, I can't remember. There's some controversy.
Boom.
Bob would definitely know about all the controversy involved. But Booms left under some cloud of controversy. And then it was Kylie and Carmen. And then Kylie left under some controversy. So then Carmen, next man up was Anthony Lima. So that's who I'm on with, okay?
Am I crazy or did Kylie not once do a show with the Playmaker?
I believe he did.
So I don't know anything
That's
about
how you
Boom,
know him.
But I know Kevin Kiley's name.
He was nationally known somewhere.
Okay.
He was like on a national network. Anyway, so when the first thing I said to them was, hey, you guys want to talk Cowboys, that's cool, but I got some questions for you, too. And they were like, oh. So Carmen, it seems like he kind of runs the show, and Anthony seems like he's the new kid up.
He gets farted on.
It's kind of like Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima type thing. I don't know.
Did you ask any Cheesecake Factory? Okay.
Hold
Sorry.
On.
I thought,
hold on.
Who am I talking to here? What am I? Damn.
Well, first I wanted to talk Indians name change. We're talking Indians name change, and I got a feel for... The ticket is so different. And even people, I got friends back home who have listened to The Ticket. They'll tune in to Why They Didn't Suck. They'll be like, I can't believe what you guys do. Like, they think we're the craziest thing ever. And we do a show, and we're like, gosh, I don't know if we did that great today because the Musers did 10 things wilder and the hard line. You know, it's hard to live in. I mean, the bar is raised. It's a lot of fun here. And we're always trying to have fun, but
Ken Carmen's not teaching Sports Boy how to swim.
Well, I don't know. Let's listen to the first thing we were talking, Indians name change.
It's a very complicated situation, but when no one ever thinks of the Texas Rangers and associates it with, like, a group that apparently is similar to the KKK. So, like I say, you know, maybe in a few years that'll get more steam. I don't know.
Well, if you were going to change your name, what would you change your name to?
Who, the Texas Rangers?
Yeah. If you're gonna change
I have no idea. I don't care. I'm fine with it. I'll change it to the Indians. Then we can have the Cowboys and the Indians here in Dallas.
You can let them battle it out every day.
Oh, my God. Anthony, ask the man some questions, please.
Dan, did anybody ever tell you you sound like Will Forte MacGruber?
No, but that's a great compliment. I certainly love me some MacGruber in small doses.
I've been listening to you for years, streamed you out of market, and it never had dawned on me until right now that you sound like Will Forte, former SNL cast member.
Well, he's great. So, by extension, I'm probably great then, too.
Okay. Just a little talk, but you can tell.
What chemistry?
You could tell that Ken Carmen has,
yeah.
He's not sure what he's dealing with here.
Right.
Because we were just talking about how offensive the name Indians was.
He gave a, oh, my God.
And then when it came time to what should you rename the Rangers, I said, well, let's call them the Indians. Because then we got Cowboys and Indians, and they were, like, that was the perhaps one of the craziest things they could imagine. Whereas if you said that here, you'd be like, okay, he just made a throwaway comment.
Yeah.
It's the
rock me.
18th most offensive thing we've heard on The Ticket today. So now we're talking Dak. And let's see. They'll do a reset in here. And I don't know. Something I do causes, again, Ken to lose his ass.
Jared Goff signed his big deal. Carson Wentz signed his big deal. And then now that Mahomes has signed a deal, you know, it just keeps going up and up. So they've way missed the boat on this one.
Dan McDowell joining us on the show from 96.7 The Ticket.
Hello, Cleveland.
Hi, yes, Dan McDowell joining us. What is going on here? What is going on? Stop messing with us, Dan. What the hell is going on? What is happening
fun.
Here?
I'm on the air in Cleveland. It's great.
I am getting tweets all
Where's
over
Les
the place.
Levine?
Les is at home right now. Les is at home. Les
Aren't
is
you
at
guys
home.
Buddies with him?
Yes, we are. Well, he's our mentor.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's my mentor.
Well, no, you can't have my mentor. He's my mentor, and I've decided that he's my mentor. You have to find a new one.
Well, I think I was early in his mentoring program.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You left. I'm here.
And then he was done with me. I was a finished piece of clay, and he moved on.
Well, I'm certainly far from a piece of clay. I'm probably more of the butter type. Do I even... Lyman, ask questions. I don't know what to do.
Well, what
do
I want to know is...
You don't know what to do. Let's talk sports. What are you guys doing? Are
sports
you guys broadcasting in the same room?
No.
Dude.
Boy, he went nuts
Hello,
on that
Cleveland!
One.
Hello, Cleveland!
It is nice to have the occasional reminder of how different, as you were just saying, what we do is from what everyone else does. Because what he definitely expects, and I'm sure you've done them before, too. I know Donovan and I used to do, every once in a while, some guy in New Jersey would call you for Cowboy stuff. And there's no time for bits. They want... Well, actually, back to you, like, you know.
Yelling hello, Cleveland was threw everybody
breaking the rules,
off.
Man.
He's talking to you like you're Artie Lane on the Joe Buck show. Like, he just has never dealt with an animal of these stripes.
Or the fake goose with Norm.
What's happening right now? I'm getting tweets everywhere. Who
okay,
knows?
This next part, it's near the end of the interview, and they dumped me. We'll see if you can tell where they dumped me.
Dan, is there anything else you want to ask you? Ask us staying away from there. Yes, Dan.
Okay.
What's the next one?
Well, they have curbside pickup now.
What's the next one?
The next one is kind of... Ken might be able to help me here.
Okay. They dumped me.
They did, didn't they? I was like, was that a deck mess up or... No, they...
No, they asked... So I said something about...
And I heard curbside pickup, so I know exactly what it was.
I said something about, you know, they... So is Baker still going to the Cheesecake Factory nowadays? And they went, whoa! And then once it all settled down, so they might have a 40-second dump.
Dan, is there anything else you want to ask us? Ask us staying away from there. Yes, Dan.
Okay.
What's the next one?
Well, they have curbside pickup now.
What's the next one?
The next one is kind of, Ken might be able to help me here.
Oh, God.
So, yes, you heard me say okay, and then you hear him say they have curbside pickup. You missed 30 seconds in there of
wow.
So their cat caught it in time.
They're like, "Oh, I don't we can't I wonder if, you know, in Cleveland mentioning I would imagine the Cheesecake Factory doesn't like that association."
That's a new, it's a news story though.
It is a news story.
It's not like you're just bringing it up out of nowhere. It's their quarterback was allegedly being serviced behind the place he asked the young woman to meet up was behind the Cheesecake Factory.
Right. And I've been there. I've been to that very, very pickup spot.
They should be doing remotes there. Saying, hey, come take a picture right here. Where
I'll tell you what, if we ever do a show there again,
Baker didn't.
That's where we're doing our remote, isn't it?
This time. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, then here they had one final. It was final questions time because
hey,
I had questions for them.
I got about 60 seconds.
So I had a question about the Cheesecake Factory. They dumped me. And then I thought I'd ask him something about that we would relate to.
Because for 20 years here in Dallas, I did a show with a guy named Bob. And so we were Bob and Dan.
Okay.
And we called it Bad Radio.
All right.
And now we've shifted our lineup, and Bob has moved to a different time slot.
Okay.
And I'm working with a guy named Jake, but we're still calling it Bad Radio.
All right.
But it was built on an acronym, Bob and Dan.
Okay.
And Ken, you know, who you have done some shifting yourself, right?
Yeah.
Didn't you start with...
I started with a person I can't really talk about right now, yeah.
and then now here's Anthony. So
that's Kylie, Kevin Kylie. And again, I don't know what the controversy was, but I believe his time in Cleveland ended controversially
with Boom.
No, with Boom at first was on with him, but then I believe Kylie and Carmen.
Okay,
they were together.
Okay,
and then some controversy happened. Like I said, Bob will definitely know this anyway, just because he seems to remember all these media battles.
Before you go to the next cut, can we play that one again for at least like the first 20 seconds and tell you that we've got like five new drops? Because this man could not be less interested in your story.
Boy. Oh, really?
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Okay, well, no, I want to keep playing this because this is kind of the end of my appearance.
Okay.
And
we'll circle back.
They really enjoyed the end of my appearance.
Just the show name. I've had the same show name for 20 years, but I wonder if it doesn't feel right with the acronym. Should we change the show name?
Call it DADG.
DADG?
Yeah.
Just go there.
Well, it's a good thing my name isn't Victor.
We'll see you, dear. We'll see you. Goodbye. What the hell was that, Anthony? What the hell was that? What the hell was that? Explain this.
I don't know if I can.
Coming up next, Chad Dukes will join us. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima. Live on the...
You're the funniest person
Cowboy
they've ever met.
Boy. Perfect Power Watch and Perfect Power Watch. Friends, Ken Carmen here for Perfect Power Watch and PerfectPowerWatch.com. Listen... 888-860-WASH. That's 888-860-WASH. You want to make sure your home is...
You live-spotted him.
You know what you need to do? If you start up Air Farce One, they would be your first client because they think you're hilarious.
Yeah. No, you're killing it.
Do they? That's the question I have because... So I kept rolling. I was rolling, obviously.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Always record.
And I thought, well, let's... what was their reaction to me when they came out of the next break? Oh, that's some sports music, bro.
We're rocking.
It's Pharrell.
Well, there's no third direction. People either loved or hated that interview. There's no third direction, Anthony.
I had some people going, this is one of the worst you've ever had. And then immediately I had two people say, you need to do a weekly segment with him. That was hilarious. Bob in Broadview. I don't know if you guys set that up, but I have not laughed that hard at a sports talk radio show maybe ever.
I swear to God, I was just as thrown off as anybody else. So we'll see if we can follow that up. Chad Dukes joins us on the show. I can make things awkward. Chad Dukes joins us on the show.
All right. So Chad Dukes, then...
You're fairly used to that reaction, though, right?
What?
Eh, not a lot of middle ground here.
Can Chad Dukes bring the fire also?
They appeared to be friends. Like, they were old friends. They worked together or something like that. And then they actually were resetting things out of the following break as well.
Back in the fan. Chad Dukes was great. Dan, well, I'll tell you what, it depends on who you ask. Dan McDowell was either great or the worst interview you've ever heard in the history of radio.
So bad.
But Lima? See, that's very Andy Kaufman-like, right?
Yeah.
People either loved him or hated him. People either thought he was hilarious or the biggest hack of all time.
Until he died. Yeah, but when he died, then he became a legend.
So like if Dan McDowell dies today.
Yeah, that's not what I meant. Shut up. Man, you guys ought to host a show together and just call it awkward. I threw it out to Chad Dukes, by the way. Can you drive stick?
Okay.
Before we move on.
I'd love to rip on that, hot. But from the makers of How Do You Bathe Your Dog, I'm not sure I can.
And then they actually gave me one final mention when they ended their show at 10 o'clock Eastern.
Masters would be.
Ken, they introduced Tiger Woods yesterday and not a clap. I mean, that's just craziness to me. Yeah. It's so.
By the way, there's something in here, too, we're going to steal.
Surreal.
Yeah. Big thanks to everybody who joined us today. Dan McDowell, I mean, you either loved him or you hate him, so I'm going to thank him. I thought that was, the end was funny. I was a bit confused, but certainly I laughed at the end. Chad Dukes was wonderful as always. Chad's one of the best. Follow him on Twitter at Chad Dukes. We're back Monday morning, 6 to 10. And by the way, clip that answer Chad gave about the helmet, because I know old goofball over there is going to be wanting to talk about it. For Big Country, for Jeff, for Kenny, for the slippery wizard, Anthony Lima. I'm Ken Carmen. Have a wonderful Tall Boy Friday, my friends.
Oh, absolutely.
Nice. Yes.
Beer, tequila, more beer, more vodka, more whiskey, and more beer.
Oh, a little bit of the bubbly.
I don't like that.
Okay.
We got on the last show.
There we go.
Yeah, we'll be appropriating that.
Tall Boy Friday, bro.
With Supreme Lending.
Let's do Tall Boy Friday.
I was just distracted by the Silence of the Lambs Buffalo Bill music.
Yeah, it's a weird outro to go right into Tall Boy Friday.
It's Tall Boy Friday, bro.
Let's do it. Hey, listen, though.
It's Victor and Jake.
That's amazing. And, hey, thanks for that great answer from Chad Dukes on the helmet.
He was the greatest.
What could he have said about a helmet?
But you could kind of see... Or when I went back and looked at Twitter, I think they're reading Twitter during the interview.
Yeah.
Because he made that Will Forte comment right after it seemed somebody else did it on Twitter. And they're following, you know, the love-hate of their guest here today. But
there's no middle ground. Well, Dan McDowell. That's amazing.
So there you go. There's
congratulations.
Got to go back to my hometown and do a concert.
Hello, Cleveland.
Yeah.
That up. In fact, you have the audio still. It's Friday. We can do it. It's Tall Boy Friday. We can do whatever we want.
Yeah.
I want you to go back to that clip, the one before your walk-off. The one where you're explaining the name change. Because I think Ty and I both wanted to hear this. Ty, you there?
I'm here. I want to hear.
Okay. The first, like, 20 seconds of this, tell me whether or not he's giving you a lot of energy back. It's,
was it the dump the Cheesecake Factory story?
No, after that, when you're talking about changing the name, before you get to Victor and Jake Radio.
Yeah, the roster change at the ticket. And
yeah, here in Dallas.
Drops.
I did a show with a guy named Bob. And so we were Bob and Dan.
Okay.
And we called it Bad Radio.
All right.
And now and Bob has moved to a different time slot.
Okay.
And I'm working with a guy named Jake, but we're still calling it Bad Radio.
All right.
But it was different than Bob and Dan.
Okay.
And Ken, you know who.
I think that's
so
it.
So he kept going, okay.
All right.
Okay.
It's such Mike Soroy energy.
All right. We might have new All Right, All Right, All Right on Monday.
Gold. Well,